And here we are. Friends, Ashton Gustafson, welcome back to another episode of Good, True, and Beautiful. If you have never been here before, welcome. What are we doing here? You know the feeling, those moments when you're just alive, everything's aligned, you're there, the present moment is, you're getting every inch, every taste, every flavor, every color out of the moment. That's all we're doing here. We are trying to have dialogue, discussion, language, bring insight into the goodness, truth, and beauty of what it means to be human. So welcome. If you've been here a while, good to see you again. You got a short ditty from me today, and I read a sentence about a week ago, and every once in a while, I'll text myself an idea, a sentence, and the name of this podcast today is just going to be called Stay in Your Infinity, and I'm totally hijacking this from Rumi. Supposedly, they say that there's 147 of Rumi's letters floating around. So I guess Rumi liked to, I guess Rumi had some pen pals. And apparently, back in the day, like you did, before AOL Instant Messenger, before the Pony Express, before Gmail, you would send letters to people. And in true Rumi form, he would often basically make the letter a poem, which, time out for a second, yes, that needs to happen more often. So he would send these letters to friends, and it'd be like, hey, John, and then he would just go into this poetic riff, and then he would sign off and just say peace. So I love that. I love that idea. But I read a line in one of these letters, and he was basically, the letter to this friend was basically saying, hey man, carpe diem, gather ye rosebuds while ye may. I mean, he wasn't saying that, but he was like, hey, you got one life. Squeeze every inch out of it. He says, no dead person ever grieves for his death. This is all in this letter there. But then at the very end, right before he signs off on it, he says, may you stay in your infinity. And when I read that sentence, I was like, man, that is tattoo worthy. And I think it holds something for us. Because here's, this is the big idea. And I'm going to break it down as fast as I can of why that sentence rang true with me. Stay in your infinity. Most of us don't, myself included. Most of us stay in areas where there's some shelf life. There's an expiration date. There's things can go sour over time. And what happens is we do not stay in our infinity. And so we stay in some of these time-bound ideas, i.e. trends that very well may be our role in this life. Forms which can come and go. And because we haven't given ourselves enough space between the soul of who we are and the role of who we are in this human experience, we get frustrated. And suffering enters the mix. And we don't even have language for it because it's like we know. It's like we know, hey, this job that I worked so hard for and that I went to college for, and I got all the grades, and I got the letters before my name, and I got all the letters after my name now. It's like if we really, really, really got quiet, alone in a forest, on the top of a mountain, at the edge of the ocean, and we look out there, it's like we know it's not everything that there actually is. And what happens is we have a hard time navigating that, and we demand eternal freshness out of it. And when it isn't eternally fresh, we get frustrated, and suffering enters the mix. Suffering's anytime you feel like you're out of control. And if you think you can control the freshness of all of these things that are form in your life, you're going to be really frustrated. And so I just loved this idea of staying in your infinity, grounding in your essence, who you've always been and who you always will be. And can that side of you be expressed in all of the shelf life forms that you will navigate? It's like, you know, you're a parent and you've got these kids for a few years. And then at some point, you release them into the wild. There's a shelf life there. Now, yes, you'll always be their parent, right? But at some point that they leave the roost. They got to leave the garden. They got to go out. They got to figure some things out. Our jobs. They say that some of the number one highest mortality rates are people right after retirement. That's awful. And why is that? It's because this identity crisis hits, and it's who am I? They have never known their infinity. And so, friends, the good news this morning, you can probably tell where we've been and where we're going already. This is a fast entry today. There are places in your life, there is a side of you with no expiration date. There is a side of you that is total light, all soul, spirit, essence. This is who we need to know. And the more you get to know this side of you, the more it begins to emerge and show himself, show herself. It's the name you've had before you ever had a name. It's your true self. And you got to have the false self side of life. And it's not the bad self, our roles, these places of shelf life, the forms that we have, the trends that we navigate. But just remember, every area of your life that's trendy eventually will fade. And every area of your life that's grounded in truth always will be. And so you got to watch the fake out. Because if you're not careful, you will buy into the trend and you will forget the truth. And friends, I think this is good news. So no matter what it is, maybe you've had just a little like, hey, I'm off. I'm kind of annoyed. I'm kind of frustrated. The job's not doing it like I thought it was going to do. Well, of course it's not. Of course it's not. It's something you happen to do at this time, at this point of space and time. Allow the light to shine through. Maybe if you get out of the way and the light can come through, let's say that another way. Maybe if who you think you are can vanish and the infinity can shine through, you can stay in your infinity, something interesting may happen. So I don't know if this was helpful. it was a good aha for me. It's a sentence I'm going to stick with for a while. It's a new mantra to throw in the rotation. Stay in your infinity, friends. Gather ye rosebuds while ye may. There's a lot to do. There's a lot to navigate. I often think some of our questions in life can really, really be navigated by just balancing these two areas, knowing what has shelf life, enjoying in that shelf life, but never forgetting, always remembering, recalling, recognizing that there's an infinity side of you, an infinite side to you. It's where the soul dwells. It's always at peace. And here's the good news. It's always available to access. Namaste. Till next time.